हेलो एंड वेलकम टू विकीपीडिया। मैं हूँ विकी। बहुत सारे अलग अलग तरीके अपना रहे हैं लोग टू कम फ्रॉम इंडिया टू दुबई एंड दे हैव टू। देयर आर जॉब्स, देयर करियर्स एंड लॉट ऑफ अदर थिंग्स आर एट स्टेक हियर। इस वक्त आई हैव निकिता विद मी हु रिसेंटली ट्रैवल्ड फ्रॉम इंडिया टू दुबई एंड हाउ डिड शी डू दैट, लेट्स फाइंड आउट। हाय निकिता।
हाय विकी।
So glad that you're back in Dubai. I'm sure your husband is also and your entire family. And how do you feel about making it to Dubai finally?
I feel amazing, to be honest. It was a long journey. I was almost stuck in India for 3 months. And then, you know, with the flight delays and cancellations and suspensions, I finally decided to take this route come via Armenia. And I'm thrilled.
That's what
refugee wali feeling aa rahi thi.
Abhishek Bachchan and Kareena Kapoor. So cool. But yes, we would love to know about this journey. I mean, you were stuck for a very long time and was your job okay? Were they paying you salaries and how was that part of it?
Thankfully, I'm super blessed that I had full support from my company. I had taken my laptop with me, so I was working remotely. ठीक है, थोड़ा stress था because you know when you're not physically here, it's a bit challenging to work from another place. But ठीक है, manageable था. But then considering that you know the whole thing delays and everything, I had to come back any which way. So I decided to then return. Yeah.
And so did you book the tickets from India, from Delhi, if I'm not wrong?
Huh, like there were many options. There are agents who are taking via charters as well. Packages bhi hain. But then I did my little research on my own and I figured out that I can do it on my own, which is very easy. So I booked Qatar Airways from Delhi to Armenia, to Yerevan, which was via Doha with a 16-hour halt. Although the halt was very long, but because it's a fantastic airport with amazing facilities at Doha Airport, there are sleeping pods. So I took up, this package of sleeping for a few hours. There are shower facilities, there are lounges. So you basically don't feel the long halt. So I took a stopover, and then I arrived in Yerevan late in the night. Took a taxi from the airport, very easy. Again at the counter and reached the hotel. The hotel people were very supportive, very caring. They stayed, to ensure. I mean, it wasn't a hotel; it's a hotel apartment. So the administrator actually stayed till 2:30 a.m. in the night to ensure that I settled in well and I had the basic amenities, and then he went home. So it was good. I mean, it was very smooth for me to travel from India to Yerevan.
Great service as well. So what were the documents that were required? Did you need to have some approval from the government, Armenia government?
So some of the basic things and most important things is your e-visa for Armenia, because it's not visa on arrival. And for applying e-visa, sare documents ki list online hai. In addition to what is mentioned online, I had also put in my UAE residence visa, which was actually very helpful, because I had heard that a lot of people were having their visas rejected, being Indians.
Okay.
So I don't know what exactly why and what the reason was, but having a UAE residence visa helped in some way. And the visa approval came in about 3 working days, 3 to 4 working days. Apart from the e-visa, in Armenia, if you have your RT-PCR report or if you have your vaccination card printout handy, it works. So agar aapke paas mein RT-PCR report hai aur agar un logo ko lagta hai ki aapka test airport pe karna zaruri hai, to wo ho sakta hai karwa le, lekin agar vaccination card hai to aap kuch nahi bolenge.
Okay.
They will just let you go.
और आपने दुबई में ही वैक्सीनेशन ले लिए थे ऑलरेडी?
हाँ, मैं फाइजर वैक्सीनेशन लेके गई थी यहाँ से इंडिया, एंड दैट हेल्प मी थ्रू आउट एक्चुअली.
एंड फ्रॉम येरेवान टू दुबई, हाउ वाज दैट जर्नी? वाज इट स्मूथ? और दुबई इमिग्रेशन में क्या हुआ?
वेरी वेरी सुपर स्मूथ एक्चुअली, क्योंकि काफी लोग यहाँ से आज टूरिस्ट भी गए थे. ईद का ब्रेक था, सो लॉट ऑफ पीपल हैड गॉन ऑलरेडी. आई टुक फ्लाई दुबई just showed my RT-PCR report, which was done in Armenia a day before. Mm-hmm. Showed that when I landed in Dubai, because Armenia is now on a green list, they didn't even ask to do a RT-PCR at the airport. So just simply RT-PCR, dikhaya negative report, and they just let us go. That's it.
Oh, brilliant. And I think a lot of people are opting for Armenia, and it has become a very popular destination from India to come to Dubai. And you would recommend people to take this route because it was an amazing experience for you.
Actually, at this point of time, there are other options also. Like some people are going to Qatar, some people are going to Serbia, for Ukraine bhi ja rahe hain log. But because I went to Armenia, and at that point of time, this was one of the options, one of the first options that was open. I took it up because I had to come back any which way. Mm-hmm. Overall experience was amazing in Armenia. It's a super green country, which is what we miss here, right? Mm. And lots of nature, and the food is amazing. It's very comfortable. It's mask-free. People don't really wear masks. The only people who were wearing masks basically were Indians, you know, because they're conditioned mentally to wear masks. And also people who came from UAE were wearing masks. But otherwise, locals over there were, you know, like taxi guys or locals in the hotels or anywhere around, nobody was wearing masks.
And you were feeling safe about it?
Absolutely safe. Like, I had my mask on. In fact, I had double masking on for the first couple of days, and people looked at me like as if I was a weird creature.
So cool.
But then I got comfortable, yeah.
And since you spent already 10 days over there, for the last 4-5 days, you called your husband over there, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, he did. He came during the Eid break, and it was a good holiday after 2 years.
Did you force him to take this vacation, or was it his choice?
Do I need to reveal the details?
Just to know the lighter side, that, you know, a lot of people are taking forced vacation. Was this a forced vacation for you?
Let me ask him, Rajit, was this a forced vacation for you? He says, of course. He has no choice, Vicky. Arey, main akeli us country mein. How could he have left his wife alone there, right? So he had to come.
Emotional.
To take care of me.
Atyachar. Great.
Yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, it was good. It was good. Actually, one thing I want to say, Vicky, is when people are there in India, the stress level is way higher. You know, once we take that step, I literally forgot everything when I was in Armenia. Matlab hum itna stress hote hain wahan pe ki flights suspend ho rahi hain, emotionally we are broken, and mentally we are so stressed ki work ka kya hoga, ghar ignore ho raha, families are separated, you know, all of that is too much for us to handle as pressure. But just take a step, you know. I would encourage people, if this is the situation which is going on right now, and if they want to come via a third country, there's absolutely nothing to be scared of. Armenia is super easy, super smooth. Agar charters ke through karna hai, agents ke through karna hai, kar lo, wo bhi kar sakte ho. If you don't want to worry about anything, you can do that. Otherwise, you can do it on your own also. It's very easy. Like, I managed to do it everything on my own.
That's what I mean, you know, if you can do it, I think everyone who wants to come, there is a way out, and this is a great route that they can explore. And a lot of people are faking the customers as well. Bahut sare jo hai wo scams kar rahe hain. So usse acha hai ki aap khud hi book karo, and khud hi ye sara cheeze jo hai kisi pe rely mat karo. That is the best way to go forward, I guess.
I'm actually inspiring a lot of people, because I was connected on some groups on Facebook, and I happened to write on that I've finally arrived in UAE. People are now messaging me on Facebook personally to ask how I did it, and I've also inspired two of my colleagues who are currently stuck in India, so they are also taking this route and following all the footsteps and leaving from there.
You are a hero, Nikita. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Nikita ki tarah, aap bhi ye route explore kar sakte hai, and thanking Nikita for sharing this information with us. That's all for this episode. If you liked what you heard, then please do subscribe to my podcast on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you're listening in. Till we meet again, take care and stay healthy.